Scott, part of a panel discussion on specialty crops here. First of all, I think the point you made, this is a region that understands specialty crops.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, when you think about the vast majority or vast array of crops that we grow here in North Dakota, we're fortunate. You know, it's not just a corn and soybean rotation like it is in the rest of the world, or most of the rest of the U.S. And so, you know, these buyers, they're coming and they want to come to this region because the farmers here understand food production, they understand contract production, and meeting a specification, and that's so important to a lot of these buyers that need a lot of these specialty crops.
Traceability, obviously a big part of that. What needs to be done to improve that?
Yeah, you know, we have a traceability platform at SBNB. You know, it's continuing to build out the infrastructure. You know, we're again very fortunate in North Dakota to have as good of rural connectivity as we have, right? I mean, there's a lot of data that has to flow from the farm all the way to the customer. And, you know, everything from planting date and harvest date and what chemicals were applied and when they did it and what fertilizer, all this different stuff. And so, you know, it's taking that information and trying to seamlessly get it from the farmer to the customer. You know, we farm and we work with a lot of farmers, and, you know, farmers today, they want to drive their tractor. You know, they don't want to be constantly being bombarded for more information. And so we want to try to make this as easy and seamless as we can do. There's still work to be done on how all of these different platforms communicate with each other.
You also spoke about the biggest barrier to entry into this arena.
Yeah, you know, for us with food grade soybeans, you know, the biggest question we always get is weed control. You know, the nice thing that we have as a specialty crop is we have a board of trade, we have food grade crop insurance, we have all of those tools that some of these other specialty crops don't have, and farmers are going to raise soybeans. And so, you know, the decision is whether or not it's going to be a conventional bean or if it's going to be a non-GMO bean or an organic bean. And so for us, it's just having those conversations on how we control where, you know, what we're seeing that works best for weed control, things like that.